KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 25 degrees. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today with a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Director Doug Reed reports personnel from his office will begin damage assessment in eastern Pottawatomie County today. The primary focus, he said, will be on damage to public infrastructure and capturing information on residential and business damages observed while in the area. Residents and businesses are asked to report any damages sustained due to flooding. Report your damages and provide photos. Go to www.pottcounty-ia.gov/departments/emergency-management. There's a link to that under the same story on the news page. Officials encourage residents to wait until the waters recede and it's safe to return to your property before taking photos or beginning cleanup efforts. Reed said that while the Missouri River floodwaters have begun to recede, crews will continue to monitor the levee system, and he stressed that the floodwaters are still impacting many roads, highways, interstate miles, and residential properties, and that there are still some areas with very dangerous conditions. You're encouraged to respect all road closures and restricted access areas. Don't drive on roads that are marked closed, even if the water has receded, as they may be undermined or compromised by floodwaters. All closed roads are to be avoided until they are inspected by proper authorities and open for safe travel. You should also allow extra time for traveling. As a reminder of the latest report, Tom Hannafin's River's Edge Park is temporarily closed in Council Bluffs. The River's Edge Service Road, the road between the Harris parking lot and the Tom Hannafin River's Edge Park, is temporarily closed. Also, a portion of the Council Bluffs Trail System from the Harris parking garage to the Western Historic Trails Museum is temporarily closed. Other temporary closures include the Big Lake Road, Gifford Road, Narrows River Park, and the Botna Bend Park. And the City of Council Bluffs' flood and drainage gates are closed, and stormwater pumps are operational. Also in the news, residents of the flood-stricken community of Hornick were allowed back into their town in western Iowa for a few hours Sunday so they could survey damage to their home. Electricity to the town is still turned off, so residents had to be out before sunset on Sunday. Dale Rohnfeldt is a volunteer firefighter who's lived in Hornick since 1979. He allowed local media into his home, which still has several feet of water in the basement.
I've got about 4 feet of water. It is sewer backup, but 99% pure water because of how inundated the sewer plant got.
The last major flooding in Hornick happened in 1960. After a flood threatened the community in 1996, the town constructed a dike to protect the town.
Every year we have a scare of a flood, and we make preparations, and we do this and we do that, but we never know quite how far to go. This time we had enough advance warning, but you get cried wolf so many times that you don't know whether it really is going to happen this time or not. This time it was real, and we paid for it.
Rohnfeldt is thankful for the help he and other residents received so far, but he expects many will never return to live in Hornick, including an older neighbor.
We're going to lose people in the community. The money situation is going to be a lot of it. It's going to be a deterrent. You know, I don't know how old he is now. He's in his 70s, and he's not going to rebuild. And I've heard that from a few others.
The town's water supply was not swamped by floodwaters, but crews from MidAmerican Energy were in Hornick on Sunday to start restoring power where floodwaters had receded. Governor Kim Reynolds toured the flood damage in western Iowa Sunday.
I continue to just be overwhelmed and impressed and grateful to our emergency managers, our EMS, our first responders, our volunteers, just the community as a whole.
She started in Missouri Valley, then traveled north to the Woodbury County town of Hornick. Many streets were still flooded.
Really, we were on the ground to understand what was going on, to make sure we were meeting the needs, to make sure that the coordination and the communication was taking place, as well as making sure that we're assessing the damage as we move forward with the recovery.
The governor went inside of a few of the homes in Hornick, some still with several feet of water in their basements.
The water has started to recede just a little bit. I think one of the homes that we toured, it had gone down a foot since its high mark, but they still have a long ways to go, and they know that.
38 Iowa counties are included in the governor's disaster declaration for this latest round of flooding. Reynolds will tour flood damage in Hamburg, Pacific Junction, and Montezuma today. Governor Reynolds will hold a press conference in Council Bluffs this afternoon to give an update on the flooding from rain and melting snow. Several media-only events will take place around southwest Iowa prior to the conference, including Governor Reynolds meeting with local officials and touring flooding in Glenwood. She'll also be in Pacific Junction late this morning. After that, in Hamburg at 1 o'clock, where she will meet with local officials and tour flooding. And at 3:30, she'll hold a press conference in Council Bluffs. In other news, Red Oak police report the arrest at around 7:25 p.m. Sunday of 35-year-old Wendy Ann Johnson. The Red Oak woman was taken into custody on a valid Pottawatomie County warrant for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent and theft in the third degree. Johnson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported an investigation was conducted early Sunday morning involving alcohol in the area of U Avenue and High Street in Villisca. As a result, deputies cited 22-year-old Blake Michael Hadsick-Riggle of Villisca for open container of alcohol in a motor vehicle as a passenger and 19-year-old Trenton Maverick Drake of Nottoway for possession of alcohol under age. Both were later released from the scene. Red Oak police Saturday afternoon arrested 21-year-old Carly Marie Jean Hunter of Red Oak. She was taken into custody for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Hunter was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office said 37-year-old Abraham Schwiers of Lenox was arrested Saturday in Lenox. He was charged with disorderly conduct after allegedly sitting in his vehicle and sounding the horn for an extended period of time in the 200 block of West Grove. Schwiers was being held in the Taylor County Sheriff's Office on a $300 bond. The City of Lenox Park and Recreation Department Board of Directors will hold their monthly meeting this evening at 5:15 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda is approval of the Park Director's job description and updates on the Schulberg Development Project, East Ridge Washout Repair, Millette Park Community Gardens, and the Sunnyside Ice Rink. They'll also discuss a memorandum of understanding with the Nishna Valley YMCA. Interim Parks Director Bryant Rasmussen is expected to report also that the Schulberg Campground area will open April 21st. He'll also report on summer staffing and program planning. And a few area school district boards of education are set to take place this evening. The Griswold School Board meets at 5:30 in the Central Office Middle School High School building. On their agenda is a facilities update from KPE Architects and Estes Construction as available, as well as approval of change orders. The first or second reading of various board policies, approval of the 2019-2020 budget, mowing bids, and driver's ed fees. And the Griswold School Board will discuss the purchase of a driver's ed car and decide what to do with the snow makeup days. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board meeting gets underway at 6 o'clock in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. On their agenda is discussion and or possible action with regard to the wrestling program and sharing, administration for the 2019-2020 school year, adoption of the multi-jurisdictional mitigation, a budget guarantee resolution to levy property tax for fiscal year 2019-2020, or the regular program budget adjustment. Also, approval of the 2019-20 budget and action on setting a public hearing for 6 p.m. April the 8th on the proposed budget, including discussion action on the personnel matter with regard to a probationary teacher. That'll be discussed tonight and other personnel matters at the Exira EHK School Board meeting. In Anita, the CAM School Board will start their meeting at the High School Media Center at 6:30 p.m. Among the discussion and or action items on their agenda is the CAM Education Association, or CAMEA, opening offer in collective bargaining, approval of the 2019-2020 school calendar, consideration of bids for mowing, repair or replacement of the gutters on the Messina building, and bids for a new school vehicle, as well as discussion with regard to the renewal of sharing agreements between the CAM and Nottoway Valley school districts. And the Audubon School Board will meet at 7 p.m. tonight in the boardroom of the high school. On their agenda is a special session with regard to an initial bargaining proposal from the Audubon Education Association, followed by some regular business that includes action on the initial bargaining proposal from the Audubon School Board, end of fiscal year 2019 school and snow makeup days, setting the date and time for a public hearing on the fiscal year 2020 budget as being April 10th of the board meeting, and approve the sharing of a transportation director. The Audubon School Board will also discuss the emergency management plan and hold an exempt session after the conclusion of regular business for the purpose of collective bargaining strategy. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.